Notice what it says in 1 John. The reason why we are writing this in the middle is verse 3, 1 John 1:3, is that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. So the whole purpose of this letter is that we'll have vertical fellowship with God and horizontal fellowship with one another. That is the essence of building the church. If you only have fellowship with one another, it's not a church, it's a club where everybody cares for one another, loves one another. And if you have a whole lot of people who don't have any relationship with each other, but only have relationship with the Lord, then it's a congregation. But to be a church, you need fellowship. Everyone has to have personal fellowship with the Lord and with one another. Same thing in a family. It's not enough that husband and wife have fellowship with each other. They must have fellowship with the Lord first. Then their fellowship with each other will be much better. So he says, this is the reason why I'm writing this, so that you can have fellowship with the Father and Son and with us. And when you have that type of fellowship, one thing will be true. Verse 4, 1 John 1:4. Your joy will be made full and complete. The secret of overflowing joy, freedom from discouragement, condemnation, is to fellowship with the Father and with one another. What is the thing that hinders fellowship? Number one, a bad conscience. If anything in your life, if it gives you a bad conscience, you have to set it right immediately. It's like a speck in your eye. The dust goes into your eye. You don't need two bits of dust. One piece of dust goes into your eye. It irritates you, till you wash it off. Even if you're doing a very important work, you'll stop it and wash off your eye because it irritates you while you're doing that work. Your conscience must irritate you in exactly the same way. Then you're walking with the Lord. Where it irritates you so much that you stop everything and set it right before you proceed with your work. If you can continue with your work with your conscience troubling you, I'd say there's something wrong with your Christian life. That means you're not treating your conscience like your eyes. You know what will happen if you ignore the dust that goes into your eyes? You'll become blind after a while. You know why your eye is always watering? I don't know whether you know that. You blink so often because the blinking is to clean your eyes. Your eye, what you call tears, are God's method of washing your eyes. The cleanest part of your body are your eyes, because it's being washed so many times in a day. Hundreds of times. Every time you blink, it's washing. And there is a message there. Keep your conscience like that. If no matter how careful you are in this world, dust can get into your eyes. And if you don't blink frequently, you won't be able to wash it. You know, when people get leprosy, one of the things that happens is something dies here. They're not able to close their eyes. They're not able to blink. Leprosy sort of kills something here. And so doctors have to do an operation to connect some other muscle to that, something like, you know, grinding your teeth or something. That muscle is connected to the eyelid. So every time they want to close their eyes, they've got to grind their teeth. And that's how a leprosy person closes his eyes. And the doctors tell them, do that frequently, otherwise you will become blind. The blindness does not come because of the leprosy. The blindness comes because they're not blinking enough to wash their eyes. That is the reason many Christians are blind and deaf spiritually. you keep your conscience clear, you will have a much clearer vision of the Christian life, and you'll be able to hear the voice of God more clearly in your spirit. I don't know whether you realize that the most important thing for a human being is to be able to listen to God speaking. Because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, Matthew 4:4, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's not referring to the Bible. This proceeded from God 2,000 years ago. But there it says, which proceeds, present tense. That means God is always speaking. That is the message in the first page of the Bible. What do you read in the first page of the Bible? On the first day, God said this. On the second day, God said this. On the third day, God said this. The fourth day, fifth day. Every day, God was saying something. And that is the message in the first page of your Bible. God is saying to you, every day of your life, I want to speak to you. If you have 7 days a week, I want to speak to you 7 days a week. That's the message in the very first page of the Bible. But so many people don't hear. Why don't they hear? Their conscience is not clear. If you've got sin in your conscience, your ears are plugged, your eyes become blind. You don't hear God. And then what you call life is not life. It's physical life. But God, Jesus said, man shall live. Capital L-I-V-E, by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So the way to live is to have a heart that's always open to hear God speaking to me. And there are many areas, you know, I like to hear God telling me, where should I do? What should I do today? I'm considering a particular decision. Should I take it or not? And we pray and pray, there doesn't seem to be a clear answer. You know why? Because for all the days and weeks and months preceding that, you did not listen to your conscience. And then suddenly we are in a crisis and I want to hear God and I can't hear him. Because we become deaf. So it's a wonderful thing. If you keep your conscience clear, be very sensitive. Even little children. As soon as you do something wrong, ask Jesus to forgive you. If you hurt your brother or sister, ask them to forgive you. Well, the wonderful blessing that will come to you from that is that in a time of need, when you say, Lord, what shall I do? In some way, you will sense in your heart God telling you what to do.
You can never be a godly person. Godliness with contentment